Pertelli in the corner, but he's going to pull it back inside, looking for room, tries to get it inside.
He's got it, Kopchak.
It's Kopchak who's over the line, but Kazzy got the ball down. Yes, he has. Jamie Leahy says try, and we've played 6.5 minutes of the second half. Craig Kopchak gets the first score of this second half, and that makes it Bradford Bulls 42, Doncaster 6. Keith Lulia, who just shows his right leg and jinks one way, jinks the other, he's going to go all the way, you know.
Oh, great return from Keith Lulia.
Keith Lulia scores. It's going to be the Bulls 48, Doncaster 6. It came direct from the dropout. He jinked this way and that. And quick as you like, the Bulls get another try.
Yeah, it was a great try. Great effort from Keith as well.
Here they come again. Ben Jeffries once again at first receiver. There's men over on this side. Oh. And it's going to be an easy try in the end for Elliot Whitehead. They'll just coast over the line. And he'll make it Bulls 54, Doncaster 6. One of them breaking away. Looks like a lemur, is it?
Lulia.
Lulia, in fact. Lulia's going to go all the way. It's going to be his second try of the game. He went 50 metres. Not untouched, but he fended off a couple of tacklers and he's over in the corner, making it the Bulls 60, Doncaster 6. And now just sneaking this way and that are the Bulls, and sticking over the line in the end is that Sean Ainscough.
I think that's his hat-trick as well.
It is indeed. It was a very cheeky try. Just picked it up for acting halfback, went left, looped round 360 degrees and just scooted in the gap and eventually wormed his way right down in between the posts. And that will make it Bulls 66 and Doncaster 6.
That was something out of Danton on Ice.
Energy's going down. The Bulls may actually scoop one up here. And did they get a try in the corner?
It's Elliot Whitehead, I believe, who's got his hat-trick.
It's been given. Jamie Lear, he says yes. And Elliot Whitehead, who scooped up that ball after the mistake inside the 10, will get it over the line. That'll bring the 70-point mark up for the Bulls. And with less than 5 minutes to play, it's the Bulls 72, Doncaster 6. About 30 metres out, 5 seconds on the clock. It's a flick back inside. Here's Menard and Maraca forward. There's the hooter. The ball's still alive. And the Dons have picked it up. But the referee, Jamie Leahy's going to blow, and they're not going to get a sneaky try right at the end to top and tail this performance. So it's finished full-time at Oddsall. Bradford Bulls 72, Doncaster 6. 13 tries I make it for the Bulls, and that one solitary score in the first minute for Doncaster. And again, a workmanlike performance by Bradford.
Oh, definitely. I'm guessing Doncaster would have been praying that the game would end as soon as they scored that try.